with our special guest, Dr. Julie Wood, and she's agreed to stay over a short period of time. And let's go to Lawrence. Lawrence, you're on.
God bless you, Ambrose, and Dr. Wood.
Thank you.
Thanks.
And hey, you. Dr. Wood, I've got to tell you, three things that I can think of right now that tie exactly into what you're talking about. One, before I talk about the buildings themselves, pulverizing like you were talking about, back in 2004, when the shuttle was shot down, they claimed that a hole left it. What they say it was, it had damage to the tiles on there, so it blew up as it came into the atmosphere.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Well, in reality, what happened was this administration activated the Star Wars system because, if you recall, Korea was supposed to be on the axis of evil. And so that was supposed to be a threatening look for Korea. However, when the shuttle came into the atmosphere, the Star Wars system, though it is very sophisticated, was not intelligent enough to distinguish between a ballistic missile and the shuttle. So it blew it up. But anyway, after that happened, in 2005, April of 2005, I don't know if you recall this, Dr. Wood, but there was an electromagnetic shockwave that went across the country and finaled in England. It shut down power systems on the East Coast. It knocked out hospital power systems. They had to go to backup systems to keep people alive. In Hampshire, England, on the East Coast, or the West Coast of England, there were a lot of deaths as a result of that. It knocked out subway power. It knocked out hospital power, et cetera. This was all in 2005 in April. Pardon?
Yeah. They're learning how to use their new toy.
Okay. And then the last thing I want to bring up is what you were talking about the Tower 2. If you look at Tower 2, if you ever get a chance to look at loose change, it starts to pulverize before the building collapses. If you look at that, Ambrose, you've seen loose change, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
If you look at that building, that footage, not the one where the Fox reporter is standing on the ground saying that we need to move, and you hear the explosion and the building starts coming down. I'm talking about there's a big picture of nothing but the top of that building, and you can see the steel frame start to pulverize before it starts to fall.
I've got that little video clip on my webpage as well as some other ones where you can watch the steel turn to dust.
Yeah, I really am glad you're doing this, Dr. Wood. I can't wait to look at your website. One last thing I wanted to bring up. I don't know if you're familiar with aviation at all, but okay, you are good. You can verify this for me. You know, they tried to project this image that the Flight 77 did at 530 something miles an hour, did a 30 degree bank turn before it went and hit the Pentagon.
Right.
Well, see, that's impossible. And I have, being an aviator, I know that the fuel is in the wings of super jet, of, you know, jumbo jets. And as a matter of fact, it's in the wings of all jets. Military aircraft, you can bank like that because you have auxiliary tanks, and plus the podding in the fuel pods in the wings are built for that.
But in a commercial jet, they're not made for fuel efficiency. They're made for performance.
Pardon?
The military jets are made for performance, not fuel efficiency.
That's exactly right. A commercial jet, however, doesn't. Although those poddings, the pod nodules that hold the fuel in the wings, they're stabilized, but they're not built to sustain speed like that. That's the reason you use the flaps to slow the aircraft down before you start a descent and start an angled approach to a runway. You know, but we're not supposed to think about all those kind of things, you know?
Right. You know? You get the opinion that's issued to you.
Well, thank you very much for your time. I'm just glad you're on this. I can't wait to look at your website.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks so much, Lawrence.
All right.
Let me ask you something else, Dr. Woods. Now, he brought up the Pentagon, and there's some question about what happened at the Pentagon and what happened in that field in Pennsylvania.
Right. You don't have any bodies.
Nope.
And you have a hole that's too small. Something that probably gets overlooked a lot is the path that they claim it took.
Mm-hmm.
They claim it went over the White House and by the Washington Monument and into this spiral down.
Yeah, right.
Well, everyone knows that you got a bunch of tourists there.
Mm-hmm.
On the Washington Mall.
Yep.
And they have cameras around their necks.
Right.
Why have we no pictures? For sure, they would take a picture of an airplane going over the White House because they're not supposed to be one.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know what's right on the other side of the Pentagon?
Hmm.
An airport landing strip.
Okay.
So if you bring a plane in close, it hops over the Pentagon and it lands. That's one explanation for why somebody may have seen an airplane somewhere in the neighborhood.
Right, right. So they could, and the field in Pennsylvania.
I happen to know somebody who lives there. I'll protect their anonymity and not,
mm-hmm.
not say who they are.
Right.
But they thought that it was still an open pit mine. Turns out it was filled in about a year before the event. Why would they fill in a big
open pit mine?
Yeah. And this person, when they saw what happened, and they're believing the hero story, they said, mm-hmm. "Oh wow, that was the only place they could have taken that plane down and be sure they weren't going to hurt anybody."
My God.
I interpret that as the only place where they could be sure there were no witnesses.
Yeah.
As to whether or not there was a plane.
Yeah.
There's something I'd like to mention here that's pretty important.
Okay.
With regard to the towers.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you suppose it's been pushed on us so much that thermite brought the towers down? And anybody on eBay can buy thermite.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll probably never find out who actually did it.
Yeah.
Where it can be proven easily that thermite is not capable of that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It doesn't pulverize. It doesn't blow up a building.
Yeah.
Not a whole lot of things can do that.
Where did that come from?
What come from?
Yeah.
This propaganda machine?
Yes.
Oh, you can probably guess.
My God.
It's, information warfare.
Mm-hmm.
And if they repeat it over and over again, then people want to... to have an answer.
Yeah.
Oh, some thugs went in and put thermite in, the building fell down. Okay, now we go on back to work. Not asking more questions.
Yeah.
And then if we have another investigation, what's it going to show? Thermite couldn't have done it.
Mm-hmm.
Closed case.
Mm-hmm.
Where in reality, this thing is in broad daylight. And I kind of wonder if they've allowed us to find the answer to advertise to the rest of the world, look what we have.
Gotcha. In other words, we can stop the sham of Star Wars being our...
It's not about shooting a missile in the air and trying to hit another one.
Right.
That's about the silliest. that's like 1800s technology. With a bow and arrow.
Right. And they keep saying, keep having these little tests, right? Show that we can or cannot do it. But,
and I was hearing a radio show last night about North Korea.
Uh-huh.
And someone was all worked up about the nukes.
Yeah.
And say, well, now that, North Korea has it, we can't put ours down.
Yep.
We got to build up, and this is terrible. Well, come on, this thing outdoes them all.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
And it's very quick, very easy, and it doesn't leave a whole lot of trash behind that, would render the planet useless for a billion years.
Yeah. Dr. Wood, thank you so much.
You are very welcome. Thanks for letting me say this.
And let's do that website again. Jane Doe 0911.tripod.com.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Okay.
Talk to you later.
All righty.
Bye.